I have rarely, if ever, gathered with a group as diverse, as bipartisan, and as strong as this one. This deal was already rejected on November 19th of 2025, months ago. So what are we doing here right now, arguing, fighting the same fight again? Pura needs to not just stand with us, but stand by its own decision.
But did this really fall on Pura? I think that is the question. So we've been talking about this, a reverse course right before the weekend. Pura making a tentative approval. That's important. Tentative approval for the proposed merger between the Aquarion Water Company and the South Central Connecticut Regional Water Authority. The ruling, however, said in part that some of the concerns from opponents, again, very strong bipartisan opposition, of the sale fall outside of the jurisdiction of PURA. Now, that part of this argument actually falls on lawmakers. There was an act that passed in June of 2024, and we spoke with lawmakers about this when PURA first rejected the deal in the fall, and they said the story's not over, because if and when, and they did, Eversource appeals this, PURA is going to find itself basically in a place where they don't have the jurisdiction to make that call anymore, based on this law that passed kind of in the middle of the night in June of 2024, lack of oversight, no public hearings, no conversation or debate around it. It passed in a massive bill, and now we're sort of facing the repercussions now. We're still in this place, though, where technically, and we kind of just saw this not that long ago, an emergency certified bill could happen. I mean, right? We've seen it happen, honestly, as recent as 2 weeks ago. Could we see it again? This would almost scream an emergency. If you're an Aquarion Water Company customer or even an RWA customer, you should care about this. So I want to talk to State Senate Minority Leader Steve Harding about what happened with PURA. Am I hitting the mark here, Senator Harding, that it can't just solely fall on PURA decided to change course? I think that's a very easy cop-out headline, that this just fell on PURA.
You're exactly right. Now, look, PURA has its problems, as we've discussed that before. I dislike their decision here. I dislike many of the decisions in the past. I think they could have done a much better job in recent years controlling some energy rates, et cetera. But this is not solely on PURA. To your point, Melissa, we would never be in this position, and PURA would never be even in a position to review this merger or this acquisition if it were not for legislators coming into emergency certification, emergency bill in the summer of 2024 to allow this RWA to come in and purchase Aquarion. And it was done in just randomly. I knew maybe a day before we went into session on this special session we were in that this was going to be included in the package of bills that we were voting on. It was so new to me and other legislators. I didn't even know what RWA was at that point. I mean, this is what we're talking about in terms of the level of lack of insight your legislators were given, particularly on the minority side of the table, in determining whether or not this is actually a good option for the people of this state. That's exactly the reason I voted no, was because it didn't sound right to begin with. It sounded shady from the start. Magically, we were told, oh, all this does is allow RWA to purchase Aquarion. It goes through the regular bidding process. There's nothing to say they'll get the bid. And magically, what happens? They get the bid, and here we are now, PURA tentatively approving it. And the numbers just don't add up. You know, if this comes out in the way that basic numbers would dictate here, if you're an Aquarion customer, which many of your listeners are, many of my constituents are throughout Western Connecticut, you're going to be paying for the cost of this acquisition for years and years to come in your water rates. I mean, this is billions of dollars being put on the back of Aquarion ratepayers. This can't possibly be a good deal. Look, to your point, Melissa, if anything's an emergency, this should be an emergency. It's an essential aspect of life for our consumers throughout the state, is having access to water. And this is going to be something that's going to drive up their cost exponentially. I can't even imagine how much it's going to cost ratepayers.
Senator Harding, this probably sounds like an elementary question, but I'm going to ask you, then why did it pass? So if you go back to the very initial soundbite I just shared with Attorney General William Tong, to his point, and I agree with him, this is probably the most strong bipartisan opposition this state has seen in a long time. I mean, you've got local leaders throughout every single community that has Aquarion Water customers, Democrat and Republican, who are saying this is a bad deal, all the way up to the state, where you've got the attorney general saying we can't allow a deal like this. It's awful. Then why in the world would this have passed? Why in June of 2024 would there have been even a provision, a bill, anything that would have allowed this to go through? Why would that have happened?
I believe because this was all done on purpose by Democratic leadership in Hartford, frankly, because they didn't want people to know the details. And I think that, you know, the speculation alone got me to vote no, because it didn't sound right from the beginning. It sounded like a bad deal from the beginning. Many of my Republican colleagues joined me in voting no. But I think there's probably Democratic legislators that are coming out against this now that may have been yes votes on the original bill that allowed this. And remember, the governor's kind of come out and said this doesn't sound right. He hasn't even come out and said no to this, which is shocking to me, frankly. But he has even at least brought some speculation to this particular deal. But at the end of the day, he signed this bill, this emergency bill, into law, which allowed RWA to purchase Aquarion in the first place. And I truly believe that it was done on purpose, that they wanted as little information about this as possible. They want it thrown in at the in the 11th hour so that legislators truly couldn't understand the grasp of what they're voting on. And it speaks to, I hate to say it, but this one-party rule in Hartford. When you have limited checks and balances, this is the poor government you get, where certain people that want certain things done are able to do it if they're in leadership and shove it in bills in the last minute, where people, where legislators who are supposed to be voting for their constituency aren't even understanding what they're truly voting on. And I think that's what happened here.
Who wrote that? Who wrote Public Act number 24-1? Was that the supermajority? I mean, was this, I mean, I'm seeing it was introduced by the Senate President Martin Looney, House Speaker Matt Ritter, Senator Bob Duff, and Representative Joe, but those are all the leaders of the House and the Senate. Who wrote this? Because to me,
they wrote it? Well, yeah, everything that gets done in an emergency bill in special session is basically agreed upon by those leaders.
Leaders, well, who owed somebody something? That's what I'm getting at, Senator Harding. Who owed somebody something? Because why in the world would anybody? Because now I'm reading, you know, in Hartford Business, for example, a couple weeks back, you know, Representative Steinberg out of Westport. I mean, he certainly said we have to take a look at what we did 2 years ago. We certainly have to look at this. This is going to interrupt my, you know, this is going to impact my constituents. I need to know who wrote that public act, because obviously, like you said, I understand who put it forward for a vote and who included it in legislation. But like, for example, Senator Duff is cool with this, knowing his constituents in Norwalk are certainly going to get smacked. I mean, they're Aquarion customers, right? Why? I'm trying to understand, why would they introduce that?
If you want to connect the line, I'll give you this, Melissa, and you can infer what you want from this. And you're an intelligent woman, so you'll know what I mean, and your listeners are too. The lobbyist for RWA to get this done was the chief of staff for the Senate Democrats and left that position about 6 months prior to this deal getting done.
Okay. Well,
so
it's an election year, people.
All you need to know about,
I'm just saying it's an election year, and I'm not saying to pick parties, but I am saying, you know, follow the breadcrumbs. Is that really, that's the case, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Yep. Yep. And so... That tells you what you need to know. And I think, to your point, it's not about party so much as it is about balance in government. And this type of supermajority you have in every level of state government leads to terrible governmental mismanagement such as this, where the consumers in the state, the hardworking people in the state, your listeners, get the raw end of the deal time and time again for well-connected organizations and politicians.
And not for nothing, Senator Harding, but it certainly works out really nicely that PURA has not had the best record, right? I mean, there's been so much drama around PURA and people like Marissa Gillette for the last year and a half, 2 years, give or take. So they're an easy villain. That's an easy headline to be like, there goes PURA switching it up again, when really it's like, well, wait a minute. Are we hiding something that happened in Hartford in the dead of night when nobody else was looking and we really didn't know the implications until a year and a half later? Yeah, kind of sounds like that's what's actually happening here.
Correct. And that's why it's so important to have your program, Melissa, because you delve into the details your listeners care about then, because there's always a lot more of the story to this. You know, I think the easy cop out, you know, the easy way to not look into this any further is say, well, Pura made a bad decision. Well, we may agree upon that, but there is tons that occurred, to your point, prior to that decision, where that decision never even had to come into play if legislators did the right thing by their constituents. And stop this deal from happening in the first place, which we had the power to do 2 years ago and shot that opportunity down.
We're talking to Senate Minority Leader Steve Harding, and let's talk about Act Number 24-1, which was done in June of 2024. This was a special session, and it was introduced by top Democratic leaders. Originally, it was intended to fix the motor vehicle tax assessments. It became, like many things, an omnibus bill, and it included a section in this that really, in some regard, makes the Aquarion deal out of the jurisdiction of PURA. And so PURA said, in quote, in part, that they couldn't basically reject it because a lot of it fell out of their jurisdiction because of this law that passed. So here's the question, Senator Harding. How likely is it? First of all, do we still have till March 25th? Like, is PURA still meeting on March 25th?
Yeah, we have until then. We also have, I think, after then. I think that, you know, legally, we as legislature have a large amount of authority to potentially reverse decisions of PURA. You know, we'd have to look at the legal technicalities of that, particularly with the decision that was recently issued, and we have our legal team looking into that, too. But look, you know, we have no problem passing emergency certification on things that are clearly not emergencies. Some of the things that are blatantly laughable to consider emergencies, frankly. This is, to your point, Melissa, something that clearly is an emergency. We're currently in active session. You know, we have a number of weeks till this decision potentially becomes final. I mean, we definitely have an ability, and I would argue we should. It's imperative. We should pass legislation that reverses this decision. I also think, you know, going forward, and I was surprised to find out that, you know, PURA doesn't even have an ability really in their defined regulations and statutes to consider the consumers and the prices they're going to have to pay based upon acquisition or a sale of a company and how their utilities are going to be increased by that, because I was asking the new PURA chairman exactly about that because of this particular issue just last week, asking them about that decision, asking them about, you know, determining or considering how this is going to impact the consumer. And from my understanding, what he was saying is the statutes really don't allow PURA to even consider that.
Right.
And to me, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, if you can't consider what this is going to do to the consumer, then what's PURA even there for, frankly?
Right.
I think that has to change too, is to allow PURA more latitude to consider how this is going to impact the consumer.
Yeah, I mean, and at this point, Senator Harding, again, I don't even want to say that it's Pollyanna, because I'm sorry, it is very hard to overlook something that I believe it was House Minority Leader Vin Candelora said on this show. He said, Melissa, in the years that I have served the state of Connecticut, I've never seen anything like this before. What happened 2 weeks ago is one of the most profound moments of a legislative session in Connecticut I've ever heard of and reported on, certainly. An e-cert bill of 121 pages. Other than the bottle bill, none of it was an emergency. None of it needed to happen.
No.
And the fact is I believe there were amendments that were made specifically by the Republican Party. I believe this was one of them, was to include this, and it got rejected.
Senator Fazio brought out an amendment to reject the RWA Aquarian purchase, and it got shot down on party lines, which is unfortunate because, to your point, Melissa, this has been generally vocally a bipartisan issue. So you figure there would have been some Democratic votes to support this effort because the principle of it all and the philosophy is this is a raw deal for the consumer, which a lot of Democrats have expressed along with Republicans. But when it came down to, you know, taking off your team jersey for a moment to support your constituents on an amendment. It didn't happen, at least in the Senate it didn't, which is unfortunate. But, you know, Melissa, it speaks to your point of kind of the arrogance of this emergency certification that happened 2 weeks ago. And Representative Candelaria is right in saying he's never seen anything like this in his tenure there. You know, what's going to happen on Wednesday is also equally upsetting. And that is, you know, we have the homeschooling and the vaccine bills that will impact, you know, vaccine schedules and impact regulations on homeschooling parents. And we're going to have public hearings on those bills Wednesday this week. And we're hearing that the Education and Public Health Committee, the Democratic leadership of those committees, are shutting down public hearings either after 24 hours or after midnight. They're not letting anyone else speak. So you could have hundreds of people still left to speak and the public hearings going to close. And I've never seen that happen. Ever.
So I agree with you, but really, I feel like I don't know why, but maybe I'm just, we've never seen them shut it down before. I feel like I have. I've definitely seen that move before. Maybe not. Maybe I'm dreaming that. I feel like I've seen that move. Maybe it was during more of the COVID era.
You could be right.
Maybe.
That could be.
I've seen that move. E-cert 121 bill, I'm sorry, I can't get over that one, Senator Harding. That one is one of the most egregious things I've seen in local government in a long time. Shutting down the public hearings. I'm not saying it's right, but I feel like I've seen that move maybe once or twice before. But the E-cert bill that actually wasn't an emergency is still one of the most laughable things I've ever seen Connecticut do in politics.
Agreed. I think the point I guess I'm making to your point is when you take what has been one of the most insane, arrogant actions of one party rule, which is what happened 2 weeks ago, and then you couple it with, you figure some people would do that and would learn their lessons, that was probably wrong. Let's take a step back. And then to say we're going to shut down public hearings just a week later, it shows to me you've learned nothing.
Point taken.
You've learned absolutely nothing from your actions.
I got you.
And I think that's the biggest problem.
No, point taken. Yeah. Well, Senator Harding, as mentioned, I guess we have till March 25th. Let's see if lawmakers actually decide to put some kind of legislation together. As mentioned, there was an amendment put forward by Republicans to address this exact issue, and it got shot down on party lines. So we'll see. Maybe the decision by Pura over the weekend will change some things. Certainly will change the two. Do not listen to just the headlines that this was solely a Pura decision that they just kind of flip-flopped. That's not the whole story. And make sure you know the facts and make sure you are reaching out to your state representatives and your state senators saying, hey, this is going to be awful for me. I'm an Aquarion Water customer. I'm an RWA customer. If you are one of those customers, which I would say you probably are, you should be reaching out to your state reps and your state senators saying, hey, I don't really care what the party says. This is not going to be great for me. And we need to do this properly. We need to create something that has oversight. Everyone wants oversight. And that includes Pura. But Pura being kind of taken out of the equation is a huge problem. Everyone should basically agree on it. And honestly, it sounds like from the attorney general, we all do agree on it. However, who we're pointing the fingers at is not quite as accurate as it may seem. Senator Harding, thank you so much for always giving us the time here on the show. We really do appreciate it. We'll see what happens with this story.